Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and again, two awesome guests in the studio, kind of, sort of, again, via Zoom in the studio, which is kind of cool how technology has taken us, because years ago, we couldn't do this. You know, you had to pick up a phone and patch somebody into the show, and now we can sit here and look at each other. Now, I just wish I could draw, like, more hair on my head or stuff like that when you look. That's coming, though. I'm going to get that, but this is not my segment. It is, Jake, it is your segment. Jake Chase, thank you for coming into the show, and tell us who Jake Chase is.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. A little bit about me. Started off in the small town of Dayville, Alabama, which I know everybody's heard about the tragedy that's happened there recently. So, you know, we're going to continue to pray for them. But once I started growing up, I grew up in Auburn, at went to Auburn City Schools till ninth grade, when I got cut from the baseball team. Well, excuse me, eighth grade, I was cut. And my dad made an executive decision to transfer me to Opelika, which, thank you, Dad, ended up being the greatest decision of my life, allowed me to, you know, pursue playing the game that I love. I played 4 years of baseball at Opelika. I graduated in 2017 and actually signed a scholarship to play at Faulkner University, which, it was kind of irregular. It came about, one of my good friends just texted me one day and said, "Hey, man, are you playing college?" I had a decent year, my senior year, and I said, "No, I don't have any offers," and went and threw a bullpen in front of the coach at Faulkner, and, well, he offered me a scholarship later that afternoon. So that put me in for 3 years at Faulkner, where I ended up playing a summer ball league in Montgomery, Metro League. Zach, we played each other in Metro League before we really knew each other. Yeah. And, you know, I was pitching one day, and the coach at AUM was there. He saw me. And I don't think he could speak directly to me. He spoke to my summer ball coach, who actually played for him in the past, and said, you know, I guess he liked what he saw. And my coach texted me and said, "Marty wants you to play at AUM. I didn't know who Marty was when he told me that. So I end up transferring to AUM. And, well, I guess I played 2 years there. All the while, you know, that's a little bit about me. All the while, I was trying to obviously graduate school. That was always tough for me. I was never the best student. I was more of an athletic student than a student athlete. No, it was truly a blessing. God blessed me with that. And I actually found the Lord. I always grew up in church, but I found the Lord, I guess it was my sophomore year. A friend of mine, a guy from Venezuela, he's a real soft-spoken Spanish guy, but he went through it, and he came with the good news to me one day. And, you know, I attribute everything that I've – everywhere that I've came to God. In fact, even where I'm working now, I was working for a place that I didn't see myself long term, and I prayed to God, you know, if it's in your will, to find me a job actually in forestry, a very specific prayer that I prayed. And it wasn't a month later that I was getting set up to have an interview in forestry. So that's cool. What I do now. That's a little bit of my story, but it all started with the good Lord putting me in good positions. I never knew what was coming next, but God always brought me where I needed to be.
So. He kind of has a way of doing that.
Yeah, indeed.
He does. Well, all right. Well, Jake, thank you for sharing that. And we come back, we know most of everything about Zach Dew, but I'm sure there's something we can dig out.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're listening to Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. in the studio with us via Zoom, Jake Chase, which you just heard last segment, and sitting next to him on his couch while he sucks down soda, which is absolutely horrible for you, Zach.
That's what they say, man. I've been doing it for a long time.
Mr. Zach Dew, our first three-peat interviewee.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back. Glad to have us on the show together, man. I love talking to you all the time, especially when we get to share stuff like this for everybody else to hear.
Well, who is Zach Dew?
I'm that kid from that small town, you know, Coosa County. Played baseball growing up my whole life. You know, that's how I met probably 90% of the people I know, I'd say, was through some sort of baseball. My sophomore year, transferred to Sylacauga after playing a couple summers with those guys. And then it took off from there, you know, went to Central Alabama after that, you know, graduated in 2019, went to Central Alabama, 2 years there through the whole COVID thing. And then now the good Lord blessed me with a scholarship to come to AUM, you know, and meet 50 new brothers and, you know, be able to share his word through the game of baseball and do all that. I'm set to graduate in a couple weeks with my bachelor's. And I'm going to come back for another year and start my master's program. I actually went and got advised today for some classes. So hopefully, you know, good Lord willing, we'll graduate May 6th and get right back to it. And this summer, I'm taking a couple summer classes to go ahead and speed up that master's process. So that's pretty much a quick little rundown, you know, for the people that don't know, but you know, everybody else think we've heard it a couple times.
Now you're coming back for class. You still have eligibility to play ball?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Technically I'll finish this year with still 2 years left to play. Okay. So I'll come back next year. I'll probably only take that 1 year next year. I finished my master's in a year.
You're going to be like those old Florida State quarterbacks that were 25, 27 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be the grandpa on the team next year. You know, I got a couple guys in the same boat as me. I think there's three or four coming back next year that are my age. So we'll be an old team. Well, hopefully our backs don't give out on us while we're out there.
Well, I was just teasing with that because I know the Lord has put you there for a greater purpose. It's a game of baseball, but it's a greater purpose.
Absolutely. It teaches life. You know, this is the only game where you, I would say, you know, you fail 7 out of 10 times and people look at you like you're really good. So it teaches you how to deal with stuff bigger than baseball. You know, if baseball is the hardest thing you ever do, you had a pretty good life.
You're right. Well, all right. We'll come back and we're going to do a segment with both of you. We'll have a little fun with it when we come up. You're listening to Mix Sunday Morning. Well, it's the 9 o'clock hour here at Mix Sunday Morning and in the studio via Zoom, Mr. Jake Chase and Zach Dew. Now, we had two segments earlier in the show where we talked about each one of you individually and kind of who you are. But this will be a different segment right here because I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm going to start it out this way. I think one of the coolest things I've ever been able to do to teach youth or teach anybody I've been involved in, and Zach, you've heard this word, is to be infectious. You know, you have to be infectious. And when I asked you if there was anybody that would want to come on with you on the show, you immediately came back to me and said yes. And, you know, that's the Lord just being infectious in you. And Jake, I know getting to know you earlier in the show and what God's done in your life, you have an infectious personality for the Lord also. And to see two young men that aren't ashamed, because it's not very it's not a popular world to be that way anymore. How tough is it?
I mean, in a worldly scope, you know, it is tough because the culture that we live in today is very, for lack of a better term, is very anti-Christ. And I don't mean that, you know, in a total biblical term, but, you know, when you look at the Bible and see what it says about, you know, denying yourself and putting others first and, you know, submission and suffering. I mean, those are huge outlines in what the Bible talks about and in Jesus' life, who we are to imitate. It's a very unpopular way to live your life. I mean, it's tough, but when you know you have God to lean on, it makes it a lot easier going against the culture and going against the ways of the world. And especially, you know, going through college and being obviously college athletes, that's a lifestyle that isn't always
very godly and holy.
Yeah,
you don't even have a lot of time to carve out time for that. And I think people focus too much on how other people will view that. I think this world is very judgmental, and nobody is good enough to judge anyone. It's just people get so caught up with, especially today with the social media and everything, people get so caught up with how they're viewed by everyone else. They forget that the only one that matters is the man upstairs, mm-hmm. and Jesus Christ and God. Then that they want to please people here instead of following that path that they should be on. I think that's the toughest part about it, especially for kids now with the social media and everything at the tip of the finger, you know, and people pushing that agenda of, you know, not believing in Christ and not serving God.
Do what you want.
Exactly. What makes you happy. And you know, that there's nothing wrong with, you know, being happy.
Enjoying your life.
Exactly. But when you're doing everything in the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to be happy regardless. And I think a lot of people have that misconception, you know, that Jesus doesn't want people to have fun. Like, Jesus is the most fun thing you could do. It's the most fun. And I think a lot of people get lost in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Because, you know, if he's number one in your life, then if you fall, you don't go very far.
Exactly.
But if you put him two, three, or four in your life, you have to fall a little bit before you find him.
Or he can catch you. If he ain't right beside you, how is he going to catch you? If you don't, you know, value him in that way.
It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Jake Chase, Zach Due on the show with us via Zoom from the big town of Montgomery, Alabama. The metropolis of Montgomery, Alabama.
The capital.
Well, yeah, you're right. The capital. It is the capital of Alabama. Well, guys, I appreciate I love the last segment, how you guys kind of jumped in together a little bit there and agreed and added to. And this is our last segment of the show. And what's been heavy on my heart this week, I actually have a friend in Houston, Texas that is homeless. And she's fought her way through different shelters, and she has a family, but I don't get into all of that, why you can't, but choices can destroy you. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talked about a little bit in the last segment, you choose the Lord, you're okay, but you make certain choices in this world and it can really just chop you down. You know, if there are people, and I love for both of you, just think about this and answer. There are people out there that are going to listen to this this morning over the radio, or they're going to pull it up on a podcast next week, 10 years from now. What can you tell them this morning that could help them?
Go for it. I'm best. Let me think for a second.
I think the main thing is, like we talked about, you know, when things are going bad, you know, you feel like you can't do anything right. You feel you keep making the wrong choice. I like Jake said, man, you gotta lean on the Lord. You gotta look for that. And like you said, he'll never guide you in the wrong way. He'll never make you do something that he knows you can't get out of. Like you said, they give your toughest battles to the strongest soldiers, strongest followers, you know, and the devil tries to attack every day in the decision you make. And you have a choice. Like you said, you have a choice every day. And I think the biggest thing is leaning on the Lord and making that choice in his name and, you know, making that decision to do something like that, any decision, whether it be getting in your car and going to the gas station. The Lord is going to be with you, and he's going to protect you, and he's going to keep you safe. So it's just the little things like that. I think you have to lean on the Lord. Even the smallest things could lead to the biggest. Like you said, one decision could change everything. I think if you make that decision in the name of the Lord, I think you're going to be all right.
And it bothered me last week too. We pulled up to Sonic, my wife and I, to grab something to eat real quick. And when we pulled up, there was a young girl who was just crashed out. I mean, just asleep on the bench. And just from looks, you could tell that, I mean, that's where the only place she had to lay her head. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought, how do you get to that kind of place? And it's choices in life.
It comes back, like I said, that devil's attacking every day. And if you're not strong in your faith and in your word, it's going to be hard to keep them away, you know? So you got to lean on God in times like that, and he'll help you fight that fight.
Well, Jake, you've been back there just, I could see the steam, and man, that engine's turning right now. And I know the Lord's put something on your heart to tell somebody right now who can't find a way. It has been knocked down so far that they can't see the way.
Well, I was looking down at my phone. If you saw me, I had to refer to the word of God. Just thinking about, you know, talking about decisions and how we are to conduct ourselves. We all are God's creation. God loves us dearly, and each and every one of us, no matter what decisions that we've made or thinking about making, God loves us, and we are important to God. Each and every person is very important to God. And if you can look at yourself through that scope, that God loves you no matter what you've done, no matter what you said, where you've been, you know, you are his creation. And when you realize that you are one of God's people, one of God's chosen, that he loves you and that you can be redeemed. You know, I look to 1 Peter chapter 1. Talks about being holy, calling to be holy. You know, we are set apart people. Although we are all God's people, if you accept the word of the Lord, you know, that you can be redeemed of your sins. Cause I mean, we live in a world with a sin problem. It's unavoidable. You know, when you accept that you're sinful and that the Lord can redeem you, that's when you have to make a choice to live a holy life. And not that that's necessarily easy, but you know, holy is set apart, and we're to live a life that is different than others. And you know, if you look at your past decisions and you're falling into the same, you know, the same decisions, the same kind of tracks that you've been in for a while, you know, that's disobedience.
Time to reevaluate.
Yeah, it's time to reevaluate. I just think that, you know, putting your future decisions into the hands of God and putting up to what he says, I think that will always lead you to make the right decision. Appeal to God for a clean conscience. He'll give it to you. Ask for wisdom. He gives it freely.
Absolutely.
The word says so, so that I know.
And know if anybody is to that point, you can only go so far. And the world may turn their back on you. Your family may turn your back on you. But the Lord never will. He sent his son because he loved us that much.
Right. That's right.
And like I say, his son's sitting at his right hand right now, and it's time to get ready, because when he unleashes his son on this earth, I don't want to be left behind. I know that's a cliche, that's a movie title, but I do not want to be left behind. Well, guys, you have been amazing. Jake, it's an honor to meet you. Zach, oh man, I love you, kid.
It's always good to see you.
It's always, and I don't have an autograph yet. I can't believe it. You slept on my couch, and I don't have an autograph.
Listen, I'll be home in a few weeks. I'll be home every day, so okay. I'll be stopping by to see y'all more than I have been.
All right. Well, you got class, Jake, work, and, you know, just keep each other, because the Lord says iron sharpens iron. And I see two irons sitting on that couch, and just keep each other lifted up, because there are going to be days, Zach, you're going to fall. There are going to be days, Jake, you fall. You guys may not make the best decisions. I don't know anybody that makes the best decisions all the time, but you need somebody there that's accountable with you and doesn't judge you and is there to pick you up. And that's the Lord working through you. So you guys just remain strong with each other. Stay in the Word with each other. Pray for each other. Pray together and fight this good fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for coming on. It's Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.